Welcome back, MGTOW Men. Have you ever ran into a gym thought before? Oftentimes, these type of women are known as Instagram thoughts as well, and I'm certain that you have definitely encountered one of these, either proactively or on a late night scroll through Instagram if you have it. I recommend getting rid of it if you do. They're everywhere now, and the gyms all around the world are inundated with them. So for those of you that don't know what a thought is, probably most of you do, gym thought, which is what we're going to talk about, let me define it really quickly. It's not Webster's, but the number two definition of a thought on Urban Dictionary is, she's like the neighborhood bicycle, everyone gets a ride. You get the picture. It's actually an acronym, and it's even more of a current way of saying slut or legal prostitute. And it's been urbanized and popularized by a fusion of kind of urban lexicon, hip-hop culture, and the transforming and language-altering power that we know as social media. So the thought has one goal. It's to make her SMV, her sexual marketplace value, as high as possible, guys. And everything she does throughout her day, which is a pretty mundane day if you think about it, is built around making herself more sexually attractive and available to you and to every guy around her. And it's the physical manifestation of personal manufacturing and marketing plan that operates all day. And there are two overall types of thoughts in my mind, and sometimes a fusion between the two. Sometimes they're shared, but there is the lifestyle thought, as I say, and then there's the exercise thought or gym thought. And we're going to be focusing on the latter today. Hope you guys enjoy it. I have been waiting to make this one for a long time, and I have a lot to say on it. Lululemons, man. And I will identify the variations of the gym thought. There's three of them, at least three, the three main ones, and why you should stay away from them. So sit back. Pop this in your ear. Enjoy my take on Lululemon sports bra, beats wearing, contour before the gym, gym thought. Okay, so the first one, it's pretty obvious to me, and I've come across this girl a lot, or this duo a lot, and it's what I call the tag team thought. So I call these girls the tag team thoughts because she always comes into the gym with another girl. So there are always going to be two of them, and the halo effect is multiplied when they come together. So you have an increased opportunity to see this chick. Their chances of being spotted go up dramatically, both of them. And when you got two around, a guy that's isn't attracted to one of these girls might still be attracted to the other girl. So that gives both the girls an opportunity to at least get a conversation going, as he will approach the one girl and subsequently talk to the other one in the process. Maybe they'll exchange contact information. Maybe they'll all go out together. Out of this, he gets two contacts, and they get a surge of attention and enjoyment out of attracting him. Depending on who the girls are, they may even agree to sleep with him, both, or separately, both, whatever, or as a threesome. You never know. And I've found that these girls often have lower confidence than the girls that are independent in the gym, thus they go together. So it's like my experiences lifting weights for the first time back in high school, and I went in there, it was like culture shock. You don't feel ownership over being in there, over any machine, over how you thought you were doing every lift incorrectly. So you had to go with one of your friends, and it made it somewhat better, but albeit I wasn't in on the guys, or maybe I was, just kidding. These girls are accepted into the gym though, even if they can't even squat their own body weight, because they often have high SMV, and there's always a machine or a bench that is not occupied, even though the simp was just using it 5 minutes ago. And this type of girl, you're gonna see the tag team thoughts, they will often come, you know, and approach a guy in the middle of one of his sets, you know, if he's standing there, you know, doing tricep extensions or something, and ask for an advice on a lift he's doing, acting like she wants to try. He lets them join in or gets her a weight more suitable for her, and now they have him. So this, I've also seen this type of girl, they kind of like saunter over to the treadmill. They're usually skinnier. They're not too toned. They're usually skinnier and they're youthful. They don't have great bodies overall, like in terms of strength, but you'll see them on the treadmill for like 5 minutes, like maximum. Then they're like the Cosmo girl that like wants to be fit, but like instead does the recommended workout on Cosmo, which is a total trash workout. And they'll be on the treadmill for about 5 minutes, give up and walk over and try to hook up with some guy. So these girls, like I said, are actually in the least amount of good shape of the variation of gym thoughts that I see. They're not in there to gain muscle. They don't want to get better cardiovascular shape or improve a skill. They're there for social reasons first and foremost. So thus, when they get what they want, they will stop going to the gym. And if, you know, when they get the guys they want, maybe if they end up dating, they will actually, they will not go to the gym anymore, and they're likely to get out of shape and actually lose their SMV in the first, that they had in the first place. So stay away from this one. They lose their sexual appeal and they have no interest in working out, trust me. And usually they're too young anyway. So number two, these are the ones that are not too young, and I call them the 10 a.m. regulars or 10 a.m. regular. Okay, so I've worked out at a really nice fitness club. I'm not going to name the one, not that you probably could search me down by the one I work out at, but it's a chain throughout the U.S. It has great facilities. It's usually in well-off locations of the country. And subsequently, as some people, it has a lot of people with a lot of money that like to spend a lot of time and can spend a lot of time at the gym working out. So just like the married housewives that are also spending a lot of their time at the salon, spa, and coffee shops, they are also these people, the 10 a.m. regulars that are inside the fitness center, inside the gym, working out at 10 a.m. So because she has the money to take care of herself, the time to do so, you're not grinding every day trying to just make ends meet, you can go to the gym. Plus, she's probably somewhat attractive to have courted a guy that has a good amount of money to allow her to be that stay-at-home wife, or at least one that hasn't had a full-time job. She's probably in good shape. She might be strong. She might be svelte, wear nice workout tights, and have a good tan, because that definitely comes in the package at the at this gym. They definitely have a tanning salon. Thus, I named her the 10 a.m. regular. You'll see her at the gym right after her husband heads off to his 9 to 5. So her husband's gone, and she's going to pull up to the gym. She's going to pull up and get that workout in and, you know, see who's there, see who my friends are, what group of friends is there. She slowly pulls herself out of bed in the morning, maybe stops and gets the latte on her way over. And because her SMV is her greatest asset, that's the first thing that she's going to hit in the morning is the gym. You know, if I do anything that day, I'm going to make sure I hit the gym because my SMV is on the line. And naturally, all the same women flock to the gym at the same time. This 10 a.m. regular is still at an age where I wouldn't call them cougars, but this group extends to the cougar that, you know, might be on steroids, hits the tanning bed, and wears sports bras that are just way too tight, like in short shorts. Man, I've seen too much of it. These women will, the danger here is these women will meet up with each other. They'll work out a little bit, sometimes quite a bit, but they also conspire and begin to complain about their lives at home, not only with the other women, but other guys around that are of similar age. And because of this continued routine and the practice of meeting up at the gym, they often share this feeling that their life's getting boring. So I kind of compare it to the women that used to get together and maybe do laundry together or convene at the well back in, you know, 2,000 years ago, even 1,000 years ago. They need something to spice up their life as their husband is always working, according to them. So that's when you see this woman get hit on guys from the ages to like age 26 to 40. They're typically alphas. They in regard to physique, and you often see them as either personal trainers there or entrepreneurs working different hours of the day. These women want to be with them. They want the excitement of that attention that they don't think they're getting from their husband, which is not true. You will see this 10 a.m. regular flock around the gym talking to a lot of different guys all throughout their workout. I've seen them interrupt a lot of different guys as they're doing like power cleans and CrossFit workouts, and sometimes they get involved with them and they do the same lifts and they're pretty good at doing them for women. But it's all out of creating that talk with them and working themselves into their life. And just as that small talk begins day over day until the run-ins become more than a run-in and often a divorce will occur, which is what I thought I overheard one of these days a couple months ago when I was in that gym. And number three, the one that you guys probably all are aware of, and it's kind of defined the thought, the gym thought, is the Belfie expert. If you don't know what a Belfie is, it's a butt selfie. You can fill the rest in. The butt selfie, you've seen it a million times. So it's the standard gym thought, I would say. She's created this particular image and identity for women, okay, thanks to her constant pursuit of that right angle, right Lululemons at the right waistline, right big butt workout to support her Belfie account on Instagram. And the exact pose that everyone knows of the Belfie expert is the photo being taken from the side in front of a large mirror from about 6 feet away. She's up on the toes of her front foot. Maybe she has her lips puckered to give her cheekbones a little bit more of a contour because, you know, why not? And she is only in the gym to pick up guys at the gym. But because it's her life goal to accrue as many Instagram followers as possible from her gym belfies to the belfies she takes at home after a shower, or you know, on nights out with her girlfriends in the suburbs. She's a dangerous girl. Okay. She's not someone you want to invest in. And this girl has a particular workout style that I've noticed, and it's either back squats, weighted and body weight lunges, Smith machine back squats, leg kickbacks with a cable, bridges, sumo squats, dumbbell deadlifts, very light, a short session on the yoga mat doing some light abs, although she relies on the belly button high leggings, dumbbell plate or plate side bends to work on the obliques, and most importantly, I haven't coined the sex machine, which is the machine that you only see girls doing it. It's the hip abductor machine where you bring your thighs in together. It's meant for inner thigh and groin growth. And let's be honest, the only time that you care about these muscles is during sex. So it shows you what's on their mind. You'll never see this girl, or likely any of them, apart from the 10 a.m. regular, doing bench press, power cleans, any CrossFit movement, pull-ups, heavy deadlifts, military press, back row, or push-ups. You might see her on the Stairmaster doing kickbacks as well, which is a total buyout or sellout towards the Kool-Aid that the Snapchat Discover app gives them about, I don't know, how Jen Selter or all those Instagram models got their big butt. So my advice, guys, is, you know, none of these, it's just funny to point these things out, because you go to a gym and you see this, you laugh. You laugh and you are amazed at how rampant this is for not just, you know, a few women in certain areas, but throughout the nation and throughout a lot of the Western world. So sorry, hun, we know all your tricks. The reason we know them is because we have to. And if you spend enough time in the gym, you'll realize all of these things. And the reasons you want to stay away from this type of girl is because she treats the gym like we used to treat the bar. And the bar in the nightclub is now no longer, or at least to a lesser extent. And the bar or the nightclub is now Instagram, Snapchat, and Tinder, which is scary. And even YouTube at times. It's also the gym, obviously, and it's the millennial thing to do, since there's that correlation between millennialism and working out. And so these girls are going to the gym with the intention to get attention from the guys, and which they do, and so often they pick up a guy there, and you see them hit off for a while, but it's usually short-lived. And my policy is you never want to take a girl out on a date or date a chick that you meet somewhere that they chose to be in order to pick up another dude. It's like going on a dating website. You want to avoid those things. You want to avoid going to bars, because honestly, the only commendable connections, if there are any, come from happenstance. They come from circumstance, from, you know, which rarely happen. And these girls are usually not committed to long-term health. They, as displayed by the tag team thought, she's not there to think about her holistic health. And she's often not loyal, which is in reference to the 10 a.m. regular. And she's often narcissistic, which is especially reflected in the Belfie thought. So the gym is a mire nowadays. I've spent many, many hours my free time in gyms working out, mainly for my mind, just, you know, getting that dopamine rush. But it's also helpful to just observe these sociological phenomena in the gyms today. And I have so much more I can comment on regarding women in gyms, just gym behavior, gym bros, and its issue for MGTOW, and the exercises that a lot of these thoughts are and aren't doing, and how you can navigate this cesspool in the future. Because I do recommend going to the gym, or at least if you can get enough money and you can save up for, you know, if you got space in your garage. I don't know if you guys live at a home or live in an apartment, but, you know, you can always do workouts at home. And, you know, I recommend pull-ups and push-ups and ab rollouts, all, you know, to the best, most of you guys too. But it never hurts to be able to do some deadlifts occasionally. So that's where needing to go to gym kind of factors in. And I hope you got a kick out of this video and the observations. I've chuckled myself for years about this. I'm going to keep adding to my list and my observations, and maybe some more stories will crop up. But get in the gym, pump out your workout, feel good about yourself, and get out, man. Just like MGTOW says, we don't need that energy. Find a good gym that has a good vibe in there and vibe with it. Do some mental meditation. But thanks for watching again, guys. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share. If you got a video request, please send me an email. I will definitely get back to you. I plan to touch on that video that you request in the future. If you got anything else to talk about, any more advice, or just want to hit it up and share contact information, I'm down for that as well. But as usual, guys, hoodies up, hoodie is out.